From Spark in Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Pose, Story, and Trail in Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Three dancers stood in an empty studio with a wide wooden floor, and they were about to teach a nervous newcomer the thing that every dancer has to learn first. Not a step, not a routine, but how to actually be in the space you're moving through. Pose stood with eyes closed, feeling the exact shape of her own body from the inside. Story moved slowly up and down, sinking low, rising high, exploring the vertical. And Trail walked a curving path across the floor, watching the invisible line her feet drew. "You keep checking the mirror," Pose said kindly to the newcomer. "But dancing isn't about watching yourself. It's about feeling where your body is. Let me show you the first sense, the one you didn't know you had."
Pose went first, eyes still closed, because before you move well anywhere, you have to feel the shape you're in. "Close your eyes," said Pose. "Now, without looking, can you feel where your arms are, how your spine is curved, whether your weight is forward or back?" The newcomer tried and found, to her surprise, that she could. "That's proprioception," said Pose, "your body's sense of itself. It's the very first sense a dancer wakes up, because it's how you know the shape you're making without running to a mirror every second." Pose flowed slowly from one shape to another, eyes closed the whole time, feeling each one land. A shape you can feel from the inside is a shape you actually own. When you only know your body by watching it, you're always a beat behind, always checking. But when you can feel it, really feel where every part of you is in space, the shape becomes yours, and you can trust it and move from it. Start here. Learn to listen to your own shape.
Then Story rose and sank, exploring the up and down, because most beginners dance in a thin, flat slice and forget the whole vertical world.
"Watch where the newcomer dances," said Story. "All at one height, standing, always standing, like there's a low ceiling and a high floor pressing them into one thin layer." Story demonstrated the opposite, sinking all the way down to the floor, curling low, rising to the middle, stretching all the way up onto the toes, reaching high. But the space isn't a thin slice. It's tall. There's a whole floor to sink into, a whole height to reach for, and every level in between. Story moved through low, middle, high. Level is one of the biggest, easiest ways to make movement interesting. The same gesture done low on the floor, then again up high, feels like two completely different things. A dancer who only ever moves at standing height is using one shelf of a tall, tall cupboard. Use all of it. Get low, get high, travel between. The vertical is yours too.
And then Trail walked a slow, curving path across the wide floor, because a dancer doesn't just move their body, they draw with their feet across the space. "Here's the one nobody notices," said Trail, "until you point at the floor. Every time you move across the space, your feet leave an invisible line, a pathway. Straight, curved, spiraling, zigzag." Trail walked a graceful arc, then a sharp angular path, then a spiral. "That's the trail, the shape you draw by traveling. And it matters more than you'd think. A dancer crossing the floor in a dead straight line feels completely different from one carving a wide curve or spiraling into the center." Trail let the invisible line hang in the air behind. "Choreographers think about this constantly. Where the dancers go, the patterns their paths make across the stage, the shapes the whole group draws by moving. You're not just a body making shapes in place. You're a pen, and the floor is your paper. And every path you travel is a line you're drawing. Move like you know you're drawing, and the whole floor becomes part of your dance."
The newcomer tried all three at once,
feeling her own shape, playing with high and low, curving her path across the floor. And something shifted. She stopped watching the mirror. She stopped performing. She was just there, moving, fully inside the space and her own body at once. "Good shape," said Story. "Good level," said Trail. "Good pathway," said Pose. There is a quiet, grounding joy in feeling truly at home in your own moving body, present in it, not anxiously watching it from outside, but simply being there, feeling your shape, playing with height, drawing your path across the floor. It's a feeling that has nothing to do with being the best dancer in the room, and everything to do with being fully in your body instead of stuck in your head about it. And once you find it, that settled, present, at home in your own motion feeling, dancing stops being something you perform for the mirror and becomes something you simply gladly do.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pose, Story, and Trail. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.